Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And guess what? We have fucking finally reached episode 100.
It's not your ordinary Tuesday.
Exactly. It's never your ordinary Tuesday. And I'm trying to do something really special, actually something really impossible. And we tried to get as much as the whole entire gang into this studio as we could. And I was really sort of scared because this has the potential to be an absolute clusterfuck. Clusterfuck of just people talking and goodness, but I bet you guys are going to enjoy it. So Carolyn, let's just start from your left and we'll go around this table.
All right.
So to your left.
Let's have everybody introduce whoever's to their left.
All right, cool. Let's do
that.
So
you can introduce me.
All right. So to my left, I know you guys at home can't exactly pick that out, is the co-host of this awesome, awesome podcast radio show for many years. Her name is Carolyn. What's up, Carolyn?
What's up?
Who's to your left?
To my left is the one and only Bovi.
Well,
what's up, Bovi?
The only one.
What's up, Bovi? How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on.
Who is to your left, Bovi?
Looks like David Huzzard.
Hey, Huzzard.
Hey, how's it going? I'm David Huzzard. And to my left is a chair and a priority mailbox. How you doing, priority mailbox?
Hey, priority mailbox.
All right, well, across from me is James Meehan.
Thanks. And to my left, hailing from Burke, Virginia, fighting out of Atlanta, Georgia, the master of the Cobra Clutch and the Million Dollar Dream, Mr. Danny.
It felt like so monumental, and then it was just like Danny.
And there's nobody to my left because I'm last in line.
Well, you can technically, Joe.
Technically, that would be me, I guess.
You have
big
to
ass switchboard.
Joe.
This is pretty nuts, man. When was actually the last time we've all been in this same spot that did not involve a stripper?
I don't think ever.
No, that's not even included.
Stripper not included.
Stripper not included at all. This is pretty, I mean, it's for one thing, I don't know why this show has sort of become like the reunion aspect of it, but I felt like it should be. I don't know. It's pretty nice. It's holiday time. We got cookies. Who made these cookies here?
My wife, Laura, made these cookies. Say hello.
The one who's actually to your left.
Yeah.
Priority mailbox.
It's there. Look, right here. Left. Priority mail.
Priority mailbox is not on the show. It doesn't have a microphone.
Now you have a hat.
Yes, I found a hat.
It's like a brown Dick Tracy hat.
So guys. How's life been treating you all? Oh, there you go.
That could have been a YouTube video.
Don't get too sentimental.
The one thing that
are
I
you about to cry?
The one thing that I did hear that happened is you guys got WrestleMania tickets, true?
Yes,
is that
we
true?
Tried to get you involved in it, but nice. Someone doesn't respond to their fucking text messages.
Hey man, some people don't respond to my text messages either.
Yeah.
I wanna know that experience. Like, how did you guys get how did you get those tickets? Was it like a big obstacle? Did you talk to people in line?
No, I did it on Ticketmaster.com.
I thought you were going to fall in line for that shit.
Man, fuck that shit. Just because I'm in Atlanta doesn't mean I'm going to wait in the damn cold and try to wait with all the other wrestling nerds and want to actually talk to them and like try to get really, really egregiously expensive tickets.
So how much were these tickets?
They're about like $120 a pop. Some change and Ticketmaster fees.
But do you get to go to that special week of WrestleMania?
Hell like, no.
Oh, you have to, do you no, have to no, pay
no.
extra for that?
WrestleMania Fan Access, it says, tickets will be on sale January 19th. Details to come.
I don't know.
So it's like, well, shit.
And, so yours is just for the actual WrestleMania
Yeah, just
show.
The WrestleMania show itself. And not the opportunity to meet like top-tier talents like Mark Henry and the Bella Sisters.
I don't know why you would want to meet Mark Henry.
He's the strongest man in the world.
I would not want to meet Mark Henry.
Why would you not want to meet Mark Henry?
But I would want to meet Alberto Del Rio.
Or The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz.
Yes, The Miz.
The Miz rules.
That's one thing that we all did. We all watched like wrestling, like live events too at the same time. Did we all go to a show at one point, like together?
Starcade.
Starcade?
I think we went to an episode of Raw.
We should title this show Starcade then.
Starcade was always every December.
Did you notice, Dave, that we've been calling you out
on this radio show? Yes. And I was waiting for a goddamn, like, fine segue point to bring that up. But I don't know where the hell you guys got the opportunity to turn me into fucking TJ and martyr me on every goddamn episode of the show and call me out and tell me you're going to whoop my ass or...
That's not true.
We did prank calls and
no, that was James. James is sending you prank calls. Bo, did you hear about this?
No.
James, tell the story. What you've been doing to Danny?
Well, it goes back a few years.
Tell the beginning, since this will be a reunion.
I don't even remember when the beginning is. I think it probably started with me, drunk dialing Danny or drunk aiming him, or either one. But.
Yeah, I was there.
Right.
It's all my fault.
No, you weren't there for the you weren't there for the initial.
No,
oh yeah,
James just provoked me, and then
no. I was in James's room at VCU. And he's like, who should I drunk dial? I'm like, Danny.
No. It started with the drunk instant messages.
This was when I was at AOL.
James was like AOL. were you at Marshall or something in West Virginia or whatever?
It might have been. I just kept. Like Danny was online in the middle of the night. This was like two or three in the morning, and I guess he was sleeping. I don't know, but his IM was still up, and so you know, you could tell if he was away. You know, when he's away, it goes dim.
Sure.
Like his screen name.
Yeah.
But when he's online, like actually active.
That's bullshit. You were drunk.
It's
in
full.
There's no way you were coherent enough. You just saw my name listed as online, and you just went for it.
So I started IMing you. Or actually, I think it might have been dim, and I started IMing you drunk stuff, and then I saw it go into bold. Like maybe you got out of bed, and I went and started messing with it.
Yeah, because
I was like, God damn it, I know you're there. Say something, motherfucker. Then he still wouldn't respond.
Please.
But anyway.
Listen him up, cocksucker. Oh, I know you're there.
Over the years, it turned into just sending each other nasty, pretty explicit voice messages.
Do we have anything new that you can play on the air?
Of the homoerotic.
But the rule is
like I heard about this, and you know, I didn't really take part in it. But the one thing that like made me not want to join is the fact that a majority of the time when James was doing it, he would start yelling. Well, both of you actually started yelling about the like. Nuts dripping with cum. And I was like, why am I gonna?
You went there.
Why am I gonna have to jump in? So I was like you know, like yeah. Even when we try to describe it, like we transcribe it, we're like, what type of relationship do you guys have?
There are rules, but there aren't rules.
Well, the only rule is if it's after hours and you're, you know, it's like around bedtime. And you get a call, you don't pick up. You let the person leave the voicemail. And sometimes we forget. Sometimes I forget, and I just, you know, it's habit. I just answer it.
Oh, man.
And then we rip into each other from there. Yeah, no, it got worse. It got worse because...
How'd it get worse?
Because James and Huzzard planned a night of drinking. And I was like, oh, no, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. And in the back
alcoholica.
Of my mind... Alcoholica. I was planning on going... whitewater rafting the next day, so I had to be up at like 5.
You should never have told us that.
Yeah, I honestly thought that maybe you guys should show a little bit of mercy.
No.
The calls got worse. I had to turn off my ringer, like, altogether. And that's the worst thing. It was like tag team action. They kept me in their side of the ring.
And this is like leaving messages,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Both Huzzard and James have unique ringtones on my phone.
Okay, so you have like different messages, like different songs would play for
yes.
each one.
For James, would be the theme of WCW Thunder.
What?
Yes.
And then for Huzzard, it would be the Show Miz theme. So I'm laying there, and then I hear the phone ring, and I hear the do 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 do. I'm like, all right, that's James. And then 60 seconds later, I close my eyes and I'm feeling back to sleep, and then I hear, well, awesome. I'm like, God damn it, there's Huzzard. And then like, you know, I leave it alone. And then, like, 5 minutes later, after I'm dozing off, it's like they're coherent enough to know that I might be dozing off again. And then I hear the ding, 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 ding. I'm like, fuck, God damn it. So that's where I get up, and then I turn my phone off. And then, like, at 5 in the morning when I'm getting ready to go whitewater rafting, I look at the phone. It says, like, 13 missed events. It was all Huzzard and James, Huzzard and James, Huzzard and James. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. So I waited till about, like, 6:30 in the morning, and I started, like... sending text messages to both of them. I was like, rise and shine, motherfucker.
It was so vicious. I had such a headache.
I slept right through it.
Yeah, I figured you did, but I knew James didn't because he responded like an hour later.
Is this something you guys do to, do you just do it to Danny or to each other, or do you do it to anyone else that you know?
Well, if there was ever an event where it was James and I went drinking, Huzzard would be the unfortunate recipient.
Tell me why.
I don't know. It's just that's the rules.
It just happens.
And
Do you have any save messages that you can sample?
Yeah, I do. But Joe, you might want to turn your phone off in April.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, man. I avoid a lot of calls.
Avoiding is one thing.
Can't avoid a voicemail.
Or 57 text messages from three people.
But yes, I do have saved voicemail messages.
Let's get a sample of that.
All right, here we go.
We should have a remix.
A picture, yeah.
Take that sound
That's
and remix
picture
that.
Picture for you.
Kanye.
All right, are you guys ready?
Lean up against, yeah.
This isn't good.
I'm gonna fuck you in the face.
What,
and I'm gonna make you sure you know that David Wright and Rod Blahart and Aubrey Hope are gonna fuck you in the ass. So go ahead, brother, and they won't even know because you're a cocksucker and you're a bitch. And I'm gonna fuck you in the ass so hard that you're not even gonna know what time of day it is. Even day or night or Tuesday or Wednesday.
And there's still like 30 more seconds of this.
James. James.
I don't remember this at all.
Dude, you sound sort of like Scott Hall or something.
Scott Pacific. He's not even gonna know because you're gonna get fucked in the ass
Dude, James,
what's
James.
The date on that? Classic.
What's the date on that? September 19th this
James.
Year.
What? Why is it
at 12:55 a.m.
Why does every single time the situation happens, like fucking in the ass, has to come up multiple times?
Sodomy is very frightening.
There was a time like I think Huzzard was there. And we were at Mulligan's, and your friend that looks like the dude from Family Guy. What was his name? Alan.
Alan, yeah.
Like he was crying on his birthday.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
But there was a situation. Huzzard, this like for once, Huzzard and I were like, oh, this is sort of weird. But then Alan was crying about like his girlfriend that he had online. She got dumped, and then he was crying. And it was like his birthday, but then you kept on yelling at him, and you're like, "Shut the fuck up! It's your fucking birthday. If you don't shut the fuck up, I'll fuck you in the ass."
What? Did I say that?
Huzzard cosign. He said that. Right?
He said that. That was an excellent night, though.
Nothing says birthday like
we started whipping his ass with a bull.
What?
What'd you say?
Birthday butt sex.
What?
We were beating him with a pool cue. Yeah. Like the next day.
I don't want to know what
his
you did
legs
with the
were
pool.
All purple. Like the top of his legs were all purple.
You know, speaking of speaking of transcribing, I can't wait to see like the tags on this one. It's like birthday butt fucking and legs turning purple and
hopefully we'll get some hits from that.
I try really hard on those tags. I like to have to pay attention to every word and just tag like every word if someone just mentions it once.
You might want to be careful on what you get. Like I looked at like my blog today. I got a hit for how to make your wife shut up.
What is your blog? Let's promote your blog.
Well, my blog is it's WordPress. So it's www.wordpress.
So it's www.
.com/evolution33. And what it is right now is I am trying to write a book explaining how my wife puts up with me during baseball season and not during baseball season when all I'm paying attention to is baseball.
Are we glad to hear Laura speak on the subject matter?
You can hear Laura speak on this.
As she's shaking her head no, and Huzzard's force feeding her the microphone.
She will not speak on this.
She has no comment.
I know. I read some of Huzzard's blog one time, and he's talking about Laura, and he's like,
"What? Like, Laura, do you know that he's talking about you on your blog?"
Well, no, he said something like, "Yeah, sometimes I'll be sitting there watching a game, and I'll be in my zone watching the game,
and my wife will come up wanting to give me a kiss goodnight or something. I'll be like, oh, hold on a second, Zimmerman's batting.
No, I remember when the one where Hazard made the analogy of saying like a good play by the third baseman Ryan Zimmerman. It's like he makes like all these acrobatic catches that like aren't highlight reels, and he's like, it's kind of like watching porn. It's something you really want to watch again and again, or something along those lines.
So Bobby, do you remember that game? It might have been like in 1999. It was like an old ass computer. Was it X Tetris?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Pile driver method.
Butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
I'd like for someone here in the circle to explain why this game became so obsessive.
Danny.
Yes.
Why me?
Who was the champion? Someone was the champion
in
this
game. I beat the game. I got to all 30 levels. I beat the damn game.
I didn't even know there were levels in that game.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I never really played it.
It was a challenging game.
Watching people play.
After a while, you forgot what it was.
First, someone describe the game for people at home that don't know.
All right. Well, it was right in that room, right there.
Yes, it was.
Right back there.
Just remember that.
We'd be sitting out here. We'd hear like, noise from it. We'd hear, ooh,
that's right.
Noise. And, but what it was you had a male and a female. You had to line them up so that they, like, did it. And then once you lined them up.
Did what?
Their genitals met. That's pretty much intercourse.
Someone has to get more descriptive on this.
All right, here, I got it.
Oh, James seems to have.
All right.
And then after that, Bobby will have a try at describing the game.
It's like the game of Tetris, except instead of little different shapes falling from the sky, it's male and female bodies in different positions. And you have to line them up in different, you know, positions. And then when you do that, they disappear and you get points.
Now, does anyone remember, like, the first experience with this game?
Jason,
I'm trying to remember. Was it Jason Sipe?
Yeah, it's Jason's house, and then that's where we stole the game.
Is that really how it happened?
Yeah, awesome. We all copied the EXE files and
Rico.
I thought Joe's brother had it first.
Well, that could have been the case.
Maybe Peter took it from Jason.
No.
We should have put it on the computers in the typing lab.
Oh, yeah.
You put something on one of those machines, it spreads like fucking AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of all the games, the spread AIDS extensions. So who out of this circle was the first one, do you think, to get obsessed with playing this game?
Fuck you guys. I see you looking at me.
I'm gonna say Danny.
Well, I actually like.
It was a pretty creative game, though. You had to, like,
it was.
There are some points. Go ahead, Bobby.
Nothing. I was just admiring a sweet picture of people with belts. Now it's gone.
But there was like a. You learn, I guess.
Well, you didn't really learn anything.
There's nothing to learn about.
No, but you're like, wow, I guess that works, doesn't it?
Oh, no, there's no way, like, 90% of those positions could possibly work.
No way. Name a position that's impossible.
Butt to butt.
Butt to butt. 75.
But you can line up girls and do that, right? Is that how they
did? No, you couldn't line up male to male or female to female.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
Oh, did we try that?
Yeah.
Of course we tried it.
Yeah.
We were like 16 or 17 at the time. Of course we tried it.
Everything.
But the game, like I wanted to beat it. Like,
of course
you did. To me... I forgot what I was playing. It just became a game.
It just became, yeah.
It was like, damn it, this game is challenging, and I'm gonna beat it. Because the positions started to get more there was one girl, the horse girl.
Yes, the horse girl.
I forgot what the horse girl is. Horse girl.
She was out on all fours, like her legs and arms were out, and they were somehow equal length.
Oh, that I forgot. Yeah, because the girls or the guys, they would come out in different positions, right? They're just not. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Tetris. I mean.
And the horse girl was impossible to get rid of. You had to have, like, the guy standing up to get rid of her. And it was goddamn impossible, because those were the only two that would line up together. And, like, you got to the end, you got to, like, level 29, or almost to 30.
What levels?
All you got was horse girls.
How come I don't remember levels in this game, dude? Levels on this?
Well, it's like, no, like, subtly the background changes. It's like a really, really awful silhouette, and then it just changes to a different crappy silhouette. And there's no, like, color changes, or... They're all Caucasian people. They don't, like, turn into, like, Hispanics or Asians or...
Of course not.
You know, well, no, like, in the original Tetris, it's like the blocks would change colors.
Oh, yeah.
You got a new level. Do you think they, like, changed the race?
Well, the guy that looked like Disco Inferno, he could have been Hispanic or something.
Or he could have been Italian or something.
Disco Inferno Hispanic? What?
I mean, he could have been, you know, that damn, like, hair.
Yeah,
stuff.
He did have the Disco Inferno hair. That's what we called him, the Disco Inferno guy.
Greasy hair.
You know what I always found sort of entertaining? Because, like, there'll be nights, when everyone here would crash. We were, like, filming, like, HCW or something like that. And we would wake up, or I would wake up, and all you'd hear from one room was just like, like, you just, like, man, the way one person's, like, playing by themselves.
Well, speaking of belts, Danny has something that belongs to me.
Fuck you, I made it.
No, it's coming back to me.
Describe the history of this belt. Have we spoken about that yet?
We have spoken about the history before, but
I'm not even sure that there's ever been a combination of Huzzard and Danny on the show at the same time, has there?
There hasn't.
No, like, briefly there has been. Like, when you were pounding nuts at your house
for Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then Huzzard sat down for, like 3 minutes, and then he got up to do more cooking, and then James took his place.
Oh, yes.
That was, like, the first time I'd ever been on the show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was Thanksgiving, like 2 years ago.
That was, I think, maybe even before we started keeping track of numbers.
Yeah.
That was in the very early start of Carolyn and Jay.
Yeah, I was like, you guys do podcasts?
So, I'm assuming everyone here has listened to the show once or twice. Has there ever been a moment where you felt like, all right, they sort of crossed the line? Or is there something like that? I always come back to the N-word show. That was always entertaining.
That was the best.
Because it always comes down to, like, there's always a situation, and it's not usually me, but there'll be a time where Carolyn would say something, and James would be, James of all people would be like, all right, I think we're crossing line here a little bit. That's been my favorite show so far.
I have no line.
You have no what?
Yeah, I have no line. Actually, I did feel something bad about something I wrote earlier last week, but only briefly. But you know, like that 70-year-old or 50-year-old grandma that threw the kid off the bridge at
Tyson's Corner.
Yeah. Tyson's Corner. Yeah.
Clearly,
this is news to me because I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Tell me about it. Tell me about
it. The girl was like 6 or 7. She's really young.
No,
right?
I think she was like a baby. She's like 3 years old or something.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
3?
Yeah, she was young.
Okay, so let's go with 3. There's a young girl, and they were holiday shopping at Tyson's Corner. You know the bridge that goes from the parking deck to the movie theater?
Yeah.
Well, basically, the old grandma, like, I don't know why, but...
The old grandma?
She didn't get her 70% off at Zales.
The grandma basically, like,
took
the baby and, like, just threw her over, and the girl died.
Of course.
Yeah.
Once you go over the top rope, you're eliminated.
Well, I think she was actually alive. She was alive, but then she died on her way to the hospital in the ambulance.
It was a stretcher match.
So grandma clearly won. Right.
Now the news.
But what was your point about this, Huzzard?
Well, I write the Daily Link post at federalbaseball.com for the Nationals, the baseball team, so people can find all the links about the team. And there was a time a couple weeks ago where there were a lot of negative articles, a lot of positive articles and stuff, and it was going back and forth. And so I put a positive article up, and then I'm like, not so fast. You know, this one writer says that you should find an old grandma and have her toss you off a bridge. Yeah. And then, I put it up there, and then I was like, later in the day, I'm like, man, that joke was really inappropriate. I kind of feel bad about that.
No, you don't. It was because...
Well, that's what I said.
You don't feel bad about it. You just feel bad that people that you might not know read it.
Not really. That's not what I feel. I feel like sort of like conscious that I would even make the joke about like a kid dying.
You can't laugh about it.
I remember one time during like a shoot, like my producer so reprimanded me because we're filming like foster kids, right? You know, people who have no parents. And I was trying to lighten up like one of the kids, and I was like, tell each other like your mama's so ugly jokes and stuff like that. After we were like eating dinner or eating lunch, and my producer was like, how in the world did you get the idea to tell these kids with no parents your mama jokes? I love it, man.
Bastards.
It didn't pass in my head that was bad, but I guess
kind of ironic funny though.
Yeah,
that's the only type of funny I like.
Exactly.
I like the fact that usually it's just, you know, it's mainly been James, and we've been throwing a little bit of Bovey. But Danny, have you been listening to the show, man?
Of course I've been listening. I send you like random text messages when there's something that really amuses me, like when you're talking the last show you had. You're talking about hipsters, and you're like,
"Oh, you sent me freaking text."
You're talking about like old wise hipsters, and then but subtly in the background was like the Mr. Miyagi theme playing in the background.
Nice.
So it's like
that's all nice. You texted me. You're like, hipsters and Mr. Miyagi music at the same time.
No, you said old wise hipsters while the Mr. Miyagi music is playing. I said that's classic.
I would like to know how long have we actually been like using the internet, because the as a group, I feel that the biggest trouble in the beginning has always been with the NWWA like message boards.
Yes.
Bobby, you're a part of that too. Oh, Bobby, yeah. Have we ever talked about that yet?
No.
That started like to deteriorate friendships, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know there were some really pissed off people about what James and I would say on there a lot.
Huzzard and I got involved.
Did you really? That's
yes.
Awesome.
The Bushes.
Yeah, I was the one who posted as the Bushes.
And then see, the Rocks.
Oh, right on.
I was the Rocks.
All right, so it's no question that like all of us here basically did, but it wasn't even backyard wrestling for us, but we did that, and we were on the news and did stuff like that. Just to tell people at home, another federation we were a part of, NWWA, had a message board, right? They had one for, I don't even know why they had a message board. Anyone know? Just to have friends?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
So
no, it was also that Sanjay Dutt could communicate with them. That's pretty much the only thing, only reason it existed, because cell phones weren't around and
yeah.
They didn't want to make long distance calls to plan.
Now, I would like to try to break down and understand like how this big feud happened. Was it because like we disliked the people in Omaha, or were just
honest? Well, honestly, I really think I think it started with the STTP, and I'm pretty sure James was the one who started saying like Omaha sucks and shit like that.
Well, I remember what happened. It was like, remember I used to always talk about my V's stuff?
Yeah,
well, that was our whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah. I remember.
I was surfing the message board one day, and I never ever looked at the Omaha part of it. Like, I never looked at their section or read their posts. But one day I just got a feeling that I should look at it. So I looked at it, and one of the posts was like, you know, they were giving the recap of their last event. And they're like, yeah. Then,
we haven't described what Omaha is yet. Describe what they were.
It's the backyard wrestling faction of the NWWA that's out of, you know, kids living in Omaha, Nebraska.
And how did you hook up from being in Northern Virginia and then kids in Nebraska?
Oh, I don't know. I only knew the Northern Virginia people. I didn't have anything to do with those guys.
So I think what happened was, so we had HCW, and at the same time, we were friends with now Sanjay Dutt.
Exactly.
And then I think what happened was I showed Tisha
match.
Super
Power Bomb.
They're just like, wow, that's impressive. Yeah. We need to sign those guys.
It was after the Power Bomb off the car.
And then I guess you guys had a tryout match, and then like all of a sudden you got folded in.
Exactly.
And then Sanjay started copying everything that you guys did.
Oh yeah, shocker. Yeah, it was like freaking Ebola virus. We just took over.
Oh yeah, it was great.
So no one knows like how you got connected with Nebraska?
No, because they already had NW. That was like they already started that before. They had like a back and forth.
Yeah.
So that was already existing. Like
they had the website with the rosters. We got added on after we fused in with them. And I think they actually started talking shit about the STTP.
Yeah.
But describe what the STTP was first.
Who
is the STTP for people who don't know?
Submit to These Posse was our, me and Bovi, our tag team. It's basically we just...
What was your finishing
we
move?
We just, it was the STT.
Yeah.
Kind of like the STF.
Yeah.
But a little more vicious. It was like a rear chin lock.
A lot more
combined
vicious.
With the Boston Crab.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Tag team finisher.
It was brutal.
But anyway,
so
I just had a feeling that I should check out their, you know, their section of the site. So I went to the Omaha section, and they're doing the recap of their event, and they're saying, yeah, then so and so comes out and starts dissing C-Train and his obsession with D's. And so
what,
like, my obsession with D's.
Yeah.
And then
D's.
Well, I got so mad about it. Yeah. And I started posting on the message board, calling them out and calling them pussies and stuff.
I want some examples, man.
But I felt like a turd. I felt like a turd because I felt like everybody was gonna think that I looked at their stuff all the time. You know?
Yeah.
But no, I swear to God, that was the first time I ever looked at their section and I came across it. And they're I remember telling Monk about it, and
Jordell.
I was like, man, I don't even talk about D's. I talk about these.
Yeah,
it's like you should go in there and do an interview and be like, it's not an obsession with D's. It's an obsession with these.
That's what I said.
Said it in the Rock voice.
Everyone loved the Rock back then.
Yeah. That was great.
So what happened? What happened after that? After you, did you just post once and then instantly they like came right back at you?
Yeah, then they started.
Has anyone ever met the guys from Omaha?
Yeah.
Well, we
went to Bovi and I got tickets for the house show at the Verizon Center, untelevised wrestling event for WWF, and those guys I guess came out for the summer or something to visit visited a couple of the other guys, and so a couple of those guys
came at the show. I remember that.
They passed
yeah.
us in the hallway.
Yeah,
I remember Rourke like said something like "What's up?" or something, and we looked at him and we saw the guys. We recognized them because you know we'd seen them on the.
How they look like?
Oh, they look like just a couple of
yeah, fat, a couple bags,
pudgy
yeah,
exactly. pieces of shit.
No talent.
What if they listen to our radio show? They're gonna come back and get us now. It's gonna be an online war.
I'd like to have more description other than a couple of fags.
That's the best way. Yeah. That's what I love about James. When he's like, describe him, he's all like, just like a couple of fags.
Yeah. What does that look like?
No, I said fat fucks.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
They're pudgy
were they
little,
like Yokozuna?
Yeah,
they were
like little chubby butterballs.
Yeah.
It was
like
funny.
Adrian?
I'm full of chocolate.
Because online they were talking all this shit like, man, we're going to come to Virginia in a couple weeks and we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
I was like, well, bring it on, bitch. Do something.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my God.
And then they looked at us and they just kept walking. You know?
Early internet thing.
Wait, so there was no actual like confrontation? It was just sort of...
No, they looked at us and looked away and then kept walking.
Were we wearing our Smith-Tobies gear?
Yeah, I think we were.
I think we were wearing because we had the shirts.
We're probably wearing the hats.
I think you guys need to bring back those gears. I know you said you didn't have your hat around anymore, yeah. But I think we need to somehow bring them back.
God damn it.
That'd be awesome.
Get like an updated edition.
With like a new era logo on it.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that. Nice.
Heck yeah, brought Cafe to Press that, Jinx.
It should be like still submitting after like...
submitting for 15 years.
All right, so you got... I mean, it's amazing because this is even before like even there was YouTube. Or there was even like all these message boards.
Yep.
Starting a war online.
Oh yeah.
Before people even knew basically online. But then how did everyone else get involved in this? How did Danny come in there? Because Danny, if people don't know, he was as what was your wrestling name?
The Yellow Meanie.
Yeah, the Yellow Meanie.
The Yellow Meanie.
he would disappear. It was crazy. So he would throw down the pop things.
He has
and
little
gone.
Chinese
it was
pops.
Crazy. It was so
and
great.
Then Joe would turn the camera off and turn
so
it back
great.
On.
Dude, I watched that match like in the middle of the night. I borrowed the tape from Joe. I had never seen it.
You never saw the edit.
Like, I was all tired and it was like 3 a.m. And I was like kind of half falling asleep and all of a sudden I see Danny disappear. And like, what the hell did that?
Remember, there's another segment. Wait a minute, because great. Like with your character in our fed, James was
Well, you had a couple names.
Yeah, well the Caribbean one. What was the name of the?
That was the Sun Train.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Yeah, yeah.
Cool Runnings does. No wait. In one storyline, Yellow Meanie does a European uppercut, right? And then like the commentator goes like, "Wait a minute." That's a Caribbean uppercut, isn't it? And then we cut to like behind like backstage, and it's like Shocker, Jason Sipes just sitting and they're watching the match on the screen, and you're watching the match too. What?
TJ was there too.
That was great.
You just steal your move, dog.
It's like oh shit, and then you like run out. I thought that was good production value.
I remember Bobby and I did it. We did the colored commentary for TJ, and basically we tried to integrate the black thing into everything. Oh, he's like, oh, what a backbreaker! I was like, the backbreaker.
TJ tried to steal a car.
Oh my god,
that was
That's
awesome!
So stereotypical.
Writing,
yeah, but his finisher was the best. The black hammer. He puts you up in the air and then try and take your wallet and then finish the jackhammer.
Hazard, finish up that story. What did you do after TJ's? What was the name of TJ's character?
Buff Blackwell.
What happened after his character tried to steal the car? Do you remember what happened?
I came out with my nightstick and handcuffs and laid the justice down. I had him spread them, and I put him in the handcuffs, and I hauled him away.
In the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
Did that.
Wow.
It sucks we were not able to pull these more risk-taking storyline maneuvers in NWWA.
Who was the Hindu kid? Do you remember? We made fun of him.
Gagandeep?
Yeah, good call.
What was it? We called him like Cupcake or something?
Yeah.
Because he did one promo,
yeah,
right?
Fucked,
he
yeah.
did one wrestling promo, and he was, you know, he had a turban on. It was all like dark lit. And he's like, we're going to have an axe match.
That's right.
And I was like, holy crap, dude, this is like evil.
Now, like, in this day and age, if we were still in high school, do you think you would have gotten away with a lot of the hijinks that you used to do back then?
What was the hijink that we did?
Because you know high school is kind of like
Bobby,
more
you look suspicious.
Regulated now.
Great.
Actually, the best hijink that was ever pulled off was by her. Because she got called to the football
as he points
office.
To Carolyn.
Yeah. So
that was the
know,
best.
He's not pointing to Laura. So.
It was the least suspected person. Her and Danny did it. And I remember it was awesome because it was, my face was all over the school. All
right. Someone tell, Carolyn, tell the story.
Actually, I'd prefer if someone else did.
Was that the fishing wire story?
No, that's not the fishing wire. It's like...
I don't want to tell my own prank.
All right. Well, let's get James to tell it.
Basically, Carolyn and Danny made posters of David, and it said, In Huzzard We Trust, and had an American flag with David's face instead of stars. And they posted the posters all over the the hallways.
Man, we cost the graphic department so much money. Those are all in like cardstock on the color laser printer.
So what led to this? So there's pictures basically of Huzzard everywhere.
Well, were specifically placed in each classroom next to the American flag, before the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning.
What was the photo that you guys decided to use?
It was Huzzard's senior class picture with the tux, and then the background had like the marbleized blue color, which was perfect for the blue color of the flag, and then we just had the red and white stripes.
Yes, the reason behind it was I have an American flag tattoo here, and I also was wearing a lot of American flag shirts, and then I had shorts that I would run in during my extra weight training period that were just the American flag.
Nice.
Basically, you had this whole American flag gimmick going on
like
the whole senior year.
A combination between like Tyler Durden and like John Mellencamp.
Yes. John Mellencamp.
Love John Mellencamp.
Like, basically, Huzzard kind of looked like a tourist walking around.
I like America!
Like, he had, like, an American hat, the flag shorts. the whole year around.
Like Lex Luthor, like the Lex Express era.
It's like a hit list.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened after we placed all those all around this town.
Was there anyone? Did anyone notice these pictures? Who actually put them up there? Like who physically put them?
I think everyone put them. I think it's like you were putting them up. James was putting them up. Bovey was putting them up. Jason,
everyone was on.
See, I didn't know I never knew that like Bovey was putting them up.
It was like everything else, like the trash lockers. Everybody helped out with the trash lockers. That's why there were like 12 of them.
Wait, describe this trash locker.
It's a locker filled to the top with trash and little bugs flying around.
I found those tiles in the bottom.
That was the best.
Oh yeah, we had the tiles stacked up, it would hold the trash in.
Yeah. Some of the best stories I've ever told have involved Bovey.
Bovey brought the fishing wire.
See, that's one thing that I'm never gonna forget. Is I don't even know what teacher what it was, but basically like
it was Mr. Bug Eyes.
That's a line that I'm gonna put into a movie one day. It's like.
Yes.
You look suspicious.
I'm like, what?
And he had nothing to do with.
I actually was the only time I didn't actually do anything.
I think didn't you bring the fishing wire?
I don't know.
No,
remember.
We found that in the room.
I like how they purposely pinned us for some of these.
I thought someone else brought it, and then I was like, oh, I have this now. I can do this mischief.
I don't think we actually ever brought something. We just found it.
No, we found shit in the ceiling.
Exactly.
Yep. Those were like our treasures, and we decided to like
Dudleyville world.
Yeah, we
enforce our territory.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone remember when we actually proclaimed that as Dudleyville?
Start of the year.
I
think it was start of the year.
When I was like, damn it, I don't have a locker in the senior hallway. Yeah. Well, fuck the senior hallway. This is my land right here. This is Dudleyville.
Yep.
No one even used that whole alleyway.
Yeah.
There's only five or six people that actually used it.
Glass booties were the best.
Like 200 lockers down the hallway and probably only like five people used them.
Wait, did we all have lockers back there in that back hallway?
No.
We did eventually.
It was everyone at the beginning of the alphabet. The first 200 last names.
And there was the locker next to back there. The locker next to mine that we kicked so badly they had to replace it. And they just didn't bother to put a lock on it. And then eventually Todd started using it.
And the bricks.
Well, who's Todd? Describe Todd.
He's this Jew that likes to eat pork.
He wasn't even a senior, right?
That's awesome.
He was a junior in our hallway.
He was like the Brian Austin Green of our group.
Yes, 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 exactly. He was.
Wait, he's married to Megan Fox?
What?
Well, no don't give him that much credit.
I was gonna say.
But
Brian Austin Green.
But yeah, he was kind of he was a year younger than us.
I've always liked how we described like our friends in that circle, but from back in, the Jew who likes to eat pork.
Yeah, exactly.
What was TJ? He's not black. He's Dominican.
He's the token like black guy. And Sean was like the,
was he Native American?
Yeah, he was the rare Native American. It's like we had like the United Nations group.
Yep.
I remember one time, I don't even know who did it, but someone kept on putting up like Undertaker symbols. who's
Danny
who's
in that was with me. The tape?
Yeah. Like if it's like I've ever found a roll of tape.
Didn't you put like one Undertaker symbol like up on like the like on, above a locker or something like that? Or there was something above. There's some sort of story where like the Rat Patrol looked up, or when John Utah was being like expelled, like some during that time, like all these collisions happened.
Oh man.
I do remember there was a point like we kept on taking. This was a year before when we used to take the tiles off of the floor, like in the main hallway, and like hit each other over the heads with it.
Yeah,
they would break so easy.
We could have promo with it one time.
They were stale linoleum, so they broke
exactly.
So awesome.
Now looking back at like sort of our, let's just go back into this HCW world since we're all here, and do you guys have like a favorite time or a favorite moment, like or promo, not involving James saying he's super face?
Damn it. All right, it's make me
is there a moment? There's something.
A for now.
My favorite HCW memory still involves Bobby.
What's that?
I told this story, but Bobby wasn't here for
Wait,
it.
Wait, but Bobby, what was your character? Describe your character. And
oh, my
didn't
goodness.
Matter what his character was.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like a
matter.
Yeah, self-righteous like person who was kind of like a blend of the narcissist.
Your
and,
name was El Guapo.
I was getting to that point.
Oh, sorry for stealing your thunder.
No, it's cool. I was just trying to explain that I'm actually not a cocky asshole.
It's all right, man.
Anymore.
No, but my favorite story was we were all at Joe's house. We were getting ready to watch a pay-per-view.
Nice.
And this is when you're dating that chick, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
And she's over. And then we're all just hanging out. And Joe's all like, it was like around 7. It was like 7-ish or so. So we were watching Heat. And during one of the commercials, Joe just goes to the TV and pops in a tape. It was like the best of HCW music video. And then you know we'd all seen it several times, so you knew what was on it, and you were like, Joe, man, I think Heat's back on. Come on, man, look, I think Hardcore Holly said he was gonna wrestle Triple H tonight. Come on, it's Heat's about on. And Joe just doesn't say anything, and Joe pauses it. He goes, no, I want to watch this. You gotta watch this. I did some edits to it. And then you're like, come on, man, let's watch Heat. Let's gear up for the pay-per-view. You're trying to get Joe to turn it off, and then Joe pulls out the It's My House card.
Did I really? That's awesome.
You didn't. Well, awesome. It didn't matter, because you were going to win this argument regardless.
Yeah,
so
there's no way I was
you just hit play again, and then for like the next 30 seconds, it was just like Bobby getting his ass kicked. It was like,
but see,
James doing like the jackhammer and like the meltdown and everything. Like, yeah,
but think about this, though. Any good majority of the time, the heels take the most punishment, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because
of course.
Who was our heel? I think the Bovey and his fan club were the
Absolutely.
Heels.
Bovey's the only one who stayed heel the whole time.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did this at all.
Did you have the belt? Did you have the belt at one point?
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I won the belt from him.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you won it from Jason.
I'm just saying, we're putting on some good matches.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No, Jason beat me for the belt.
Really?
Yeah, because Bovey screwed you. You did the schoolboy.
Yeah, then, remember?
Yeah, but didn't you beat me for the belt up at that one park? When the cops came that one night?
I remember there's like false cannon anywhere.
Yeah, it was great. I think I jobbed the belt that night to you.
Best match ever? It was like just a 20-minute beatdown on Jason.
Yes, that was great. On top of the ladder.
I was trying
swore.
To get off the camera, like stay off camera, and you're like, no, come on, Nitro, and you can help out too.
We always broke that like that wall.
There was no fourth wall.
That was
it
great.
Broke all the time.
I remember there was one time, I forget what match it was, where someone took like a really, really vicious maneuver, and everyone was like, oh my god! And someone brought up like a newspaper, and it was like, Redskins win!
Yes, I do remember that.
Redskins lose 31-10. Oh my god!
Wasn't,
oh my
that,
god!
Wasn't that you and me, Joe? I think that's when I took the pile driver in the trash can. The metal trash can.
Describing that now, that's a pretty vicious maneuver.
That was brutal. I think it was a spike pile driver into a trash can.
So we're gonna continue this conversation now, because I have a feeling that our airtime is going to run out. But before our time runs out, I want to basically say, like, thanks guys for being on the show. Hopefully we're gonna most likely see you next week. But if there's anything out of HCW that you like, you know, sort of like remember forever, what do you think it would be? Besides that, besides me powerbombing Bovey off like the car.
Damn it, man, they're just
fine. All right. Does anyone have their own favorite moment? Like I know for me that at least technically, I know this is gonna sound weird, but I thought like the turning point of our sort of career in that is when like me and Bovey actually like learned how to do like the spinning head scissors super fast. Awesome. That was
a great move.
I was like, once that happened, I was like, oh shit, all bets are off, man. Yeah.
That was a great match.
Another thing I really remember was like the battle for the slam.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
And James wasn't even involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. James liked Mountain Dew more than anyone else, but for some reason it was Bovey versus Jason.
Yeah, wasn't it Mountain Breeze up there too? No, it wasn't.
That was after Slam match. Box.
Who won the Slam match?
Yeah. And didn't someone's heart get pulled out at one point?
Wait a minute, what? Yeah. Someone's heart get pulled out?
I think someone's
we
heart got pulled out.
We should continue that on the fatalities. Next Carolyn and Joe show.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so heart. Now we got to kill time until our...
So what? We're gonna go back to favorite moments.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to favorite moments next week. We'll leave this to be continued. But now we can try to talk about something else.
Well, I did pose that question earlier about like, do you think all of the antics we pulled off back in high school? Do you think that they would be like good to go in 2011?
I think they'd be even better.
No one could stop us.
They would be all over YouTube now.
Yeah, exactly. They would be all over YouTube.
We'd be so famous.
Oh, my God.
A lot more stuff would be on tape.
Yeah.
Because, you know, digital cameras.
People
and all
would
that.
Hate you on Facebook and stuff.
Well, I'm not on Facebook, so fuck them.
Yeah. Well, people but, you know, like, I always wonder, like, in high school, if, like, you're on Facebook and all this stuff happens, or, like, if you see, like, a photo of, like, everyone else at a party that you weren't invited to and stuff, and you're like, oh, shit. They don't like me now, or something. You know, like, you know how that happens. But you know how that happens, and like your friends, like you know how high school is. So
there's an article about cyberbullying, like in some newspaper every day. And they're like, cyberbullying is a legitimate crime. We gotta stop this.
It's a legitimate.
Wait. Gay people still bullying. After you know that kind of annoys me. Like anyone can be bullied, but all these cyberbullying and stuff, it's all like we gotta help the gays because they're being bullied. It's like, well, what if like some little skinny. Like guy that wants to do chicks is getting bullied. Doesn't he get any like?
Remember
help?
That. Remember that episode. Of, remember
wait
that,
a minute. What?
No, remember that episode.
Gays
of
aren't
Nip
the
Tuck?
Only ones who are bullied. My new PSA.
Remember that episode of Nip Tuck where gays like the suck. Transsexuals jump the sun.
Yes.
See? Shit like that. It's double standard.
Yeah.
They're violent too.
Yes. Gay people steal. They steal the color purple. They steal rainbows. And now they're stealing bullying.
Wait. What? How did they steal the color purple?
It's their symbol.
What?
Just purple by itself?
What about pink triangles?
Yeah, they sold. See, they sold pink triangles too.
Well, everyone needs a symbol.
Huzzard, you had a symbol.
Huzzard, what is your symbol?
What is my symbol?
It was like a fork and a spoon combined with a serrated edge.
It was an H.
It was like a pitchfork with a H, like a.
Should be
like
a fork, spoon, and knife made into an H.
Speaking of that,
oh man, that would be a great.
Remember Roy Hobbs days?
Oh man, I remember all these.
We do remember. We still have them.
Do you really?
Yes.
No shit.
Yes. Yeah,
after
awesome.
The show, we're going to the Green Olive Chinese buffet.
Nice.
With that Popeye's title, it comes home tonight. Brother.
He's pointing at me.
He's pointing
at me because I'm the champion.
Nice.
How'd you become the champion here?
I out-ate Huzzard. Like I dominated.
That sounds so weird.
I dominated him. Nice. This giant like. Man vs. Food pizza challenge.
Sweet.
And I ate a lot more pizza than he did.
You're lucky.
You ate more pizza?
Yes. You're lucky I wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is that the one with the giant pizzas?
Yes.
Was it in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, we did a show on that. It had, for the picture on the on our website, it had like you guys eating the pizza, but your eyes were blacked out. Do you remember that?
It was just Huzzard and Laura's face that were blacked out.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because I was too busy winning.
But the pizza was huge. It was like this, like, how many inches across was it?
36?
30.
Like a diameter of 36, 30 inches.
Yeah.
All right. To be continued, guys. To be continued next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Go around.
And I'm Mike.
Huzzard.
James.
Danny.
There you go, guys. I hope you had enjoyed this 100th episode, which is going to be continued
100!
Next week.
Yay!
Yeah!
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 Here we go.
100.
Catch you all next week. 101.
Easy.
Spike.
twice. Heart down, board.
Don't take a heart punch, brothers. Don't take a heart punch.
I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood.